Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Jamel Sanders Show, a division of Jamel Sanders International, where we are empowering leaders to make a difference in the world.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are in the world. It is Saturday, November the 27th, 2021, and I welcome you to a brand new episode of the Jamel Sanders Show. I am excited, as always, to have the opportunity to do life with you and to empower you with wisdom and strategies so that you can live your greatest life. And so thank you, as always, for taking the time out of your day and your schedule to join me here for another edition of the Jamel Sanders Show. I want to pause for a moment, and I want to say hello to those of you that have been listening for a very long time on the Apple Podcast platform. I'm so honored that I get the opportunity to do life with you and to empower you on your journey to success and prosperity. So thank you again for this opportunity to spend some time with you on your journey to greatness. I also want you to stay tuned because we are working on some exciting new content exclusively for the Apple Podcast platform. So stay tuned. We're going to be rolling those things out really soon, and I hope that they will empower you for even greater results in the days to come. Hello to all of you that are listening on Stitcher. Some of you have been following me for a very long time, more than a decade since the inception of this show, and I'm so honored that I get the opportunity to do life with you as well. I want to say hello to my Google Podcast family. Thank you so much for listening on the platform. I want to say hello to my Spotify family. I am so amazed at how the numbers continue to grow through Spotify, and I'm so glad to know that the platform is resonating with you, and helping you to live a more empowered life. So thank you, Spotify. It's so great to continue to see that platform grow and evolve and to reach more people with the message of empowerment. Hello to all of you that listen on iHeartRadio. I absolutely love iHeartRadio, and I was so honored when we got distribution through the platform. So I'm excited that you all are listening and that I get the opportunity to spend this time with you and empower you for success. Hello to my Amazon Music family. You are part of the newest distribution along with Bull, and I'm just so grateful to do life with you as well. This has been a phenomenal year for the podcast. We just celebrated a decade of empowering people around the world. It's amazing all of the countries and the people that are being impacted by this podcast every single week. And I continue to see numbers grow and new parts of the world are finding out and tuning in to this podcast. So thank you so much for this opportunity to do life with you and to help you so that you can fulfill your purpose and maximize your greatest potential. And so for those of you that may be listening for the first time, I'm so honored that you would even take the time out of your life and schedule to join us here for another edition of the Jamel Sanders Show. This is so much more than a show. This is a platform that we've created to empower individuals to fulfill purpose and maximize their greatest potential. And every week through intriguing conversations and inspiring guests, we want to help you live your greatest life every single day. And so I'm so honored that you would even take the time to join us. I know you're going to be empowered, you're going to be uplifted, you're going to be equipped with tools and insights that will help you take your life to the next level in the days to come. I would love to connect with you beyond this show. You can find out more information about me by going to www.jamelsanders.com. That's J-A-M as in Mary, E-L-L-E, sanders.com, jamelsanders.com. There you will find an empowerment hub of resources to help you and empower you in the days to come. You can also find out more about the work I'm doing around the world. You can find out about my books and my products, the services, consulting, advising, seminars, keynotes, symposiums, all of the great things that we're doing. You can find it right there on the website, as well as my blog, which is one of my favorite parts of the site, so you'll have the opportunity to see some of the latest things I've written about, and I think the new latest piece is a gratitude piece that you'll enjoy. So you can find all of that right there on my website. Also on the homepage, you can sign out for my empowerment newsletter, Empowerment Breakthrough. It goes out all around the world, sent out edition this week to share some big things with my partners and friends around the world. So I would love for you to get connected to the list, and you can get more tools and resources to help you live a more empowered life. You can also find all of my social media links right there on the homepage, with the exception of TikTok, which is Official Jamel Sanders. So all of my social media is there. I am active on social. I would love to connect and do life with you and to have a conversation with you. Also, if you ever hear anything on the show that you just really like and enjoy, I would encourage you to share it on Facebook, Twitter, wherever you are. Use the hashtag Jamel Show, and I would love to hear how the method of empowerment is impacting your life. As I told you, I am the CEO of Jamel Sanders International. It is a global leading empowerment firm that is devoted to empowering leaders, entrepreneurs around the world to fulfill purpose and maximize their greatest potential through capacity building systems and programs. I started JSI more than a decade ago to empower leaders so that they can provide solutions to global problems. And so through consulting and advising, through lecture series, seminars, symposiums, keynotes, consulting, I am working with leaders all around the globe so that we can all maximize our potential and make a massive impact in the world. So you can find out all about me and the work I'm doing right there on the website. Also, for those of you that are readers like me, I love to read. I believe that reading opens you up to the world and to limitless possibilities and opportunities. And I have a book club, and many of you have been saying, what happened to the book club? We want to see the book club back. And so we made the decision this year to relaunch the Jamel Book Club. And we have our latest selection, which is straight up, honest, unfiltered, as real as I can put it, advice for life's biggest challenges by none other than Mr. Trent Shelton. Now, this book is really different from what we normally read. We've read faith books, we've read inspirational books, we've read autobiographies, we've read leadership books, business books, we've read everything. But this book is different in that, number one, it's very thick, so you're not going to be able to consume it in one sitting. And then number two, this book is more of what I would consider a success system. And a success system is pretty much how I write. It has all of the writing, but each chapter has accompanying exercises to help reinforce the content and material and to help you grow and do the work that you need to go to the next level in your life. And so it's a phenomenal read. We're going to have a conversation around this book in the month of December, so I hope that you'll stay tuned. And I hope you'll just get a copy and read. It's a powerful, honest read. Trent Shelton does a masterful job of providing us with some tools and principles that we need to work through some of the things in our lives and get to that place of healing and wholeness that we all desire. So get a copy, straight up, honest, unfiltered, as real as I can put it, advice for life's biggest challenges by none other than Mr. Trent Shelton. I know you're going to get some great value out of it. And speaking of books, I just want to touch on maybe three things today. This is a big week for me, but before I get into that, I want to recommend two other resources to you. And number one, I would like to recommend the book Significance, Reclaiming Your Personal Power in a World That Discounts Your Difference. Most people in the world today are suffering from an identity crisis, or they've been a victim of identity theft. And why I wrote this book is because nothing changed about my life until I begin to do the work of uncovering my true identity. When I begin to understand who I am, what I'm worth, how valuable I am, and what I bring to the world, it changed the trajectory of my life. It changed my relationship constellation. It changed the terms of the rules and the terms and the conditions of the relationships that I allowed into my life. And it catapulted me to a place that I did not even imagine was possible. And so my intention in writing this book is to help you remove the mask, do the deep inner work, identify your worth, and most of all, to reclaim your personal power and to never give it away again. It's a phenomenal read. I've heard so many stories from around the world, from all ages, all demographics, of how this book has helped so many people to heal and to find out their true power and who they really are, and to do that work that they need to get to a place of worth and significance in their lives. I believe that the thing that we are all craving is significance. We are all craving the desire and the ability to know that our lives matter and that we are valuable and that we have a meaningful contribution to bring to the world. And so I want you to get a copy of Significance, Reclaiming Your Personal Power in a World That Discounts Your Difference. You can get it through Amazon, Kindle, Nook, and most major book distributors have access to Significance. And then last year, we just celebrated a year of the release of this. I released my 9th book, Honor the Law That Governs Greatness. This book has far exceeded any expectation that I thought it would. Honor is my best-selling book. Before that, Significance was my best-selling book today, but Honor is my best-selling book today. And Honor is really a blueprint for transformational leadership in the 21st century. How do you move from potentiality into power? You do it through a process called prophetic development. And, you know, in my keynotes over the years, I've talked a lot about development, but I wanted to write a book that really walked leaders through the development that is necessary and essential to stepping into greatness in life. And so I wrote this book. I'm taking you through the cries, the challenges, the crucibles that come with leadership so that you can operate in this law and principle and you can realize your potential and manifest greatness. Honor is the law that shifted and revolutionized my life. I believe that this book should be required for all managers, all corporations, all governments, all nations, because if we get a hold of this honor principle, it will not only change us individually, it will change us collectively and globally, because it will change how we view people, how we perceive them, how we treat them, and the level of respect and honor that we show people in our lives. This law of honor took me from the back to the front and catapulted me onto a global stage of influence that I didn't imagine was possible. It's a powerful principle, and it is the reason that so many leaders are not succeeding today, because we have lost the principle of honor. This book has gone around the world. It has been featured on Charisma Podcast Network. It was featured in Charisma Magazine, and it has just changed the lives of so many people around the world. So you can get that book through Amazon, Kindle, Nook, and most major book distributors as well. And this week, that's right, just a couple of days ago, I released the book is called Next, The Emergence of the History Shapers. I am so excited about this book because this book is very timely. I feel like everything I write is timely for where we are in the world. Over the last 2 years, we have lived through and witnessed one of the greatest shifts and pivots in modern history. And I wrote this book because I believe that one of the most important skill sets of the 21st century is the skill set of crisis leadership and crisis management. As the pandemic broke out around the world, leaders began to reach out to me from all corners of the globe. They had questions, they had anxieties, they had concerns. How do we navigate this moment of uncertainty and turbulence and crisis in the world? And I did what I do best. I provided wisdom. I provided insight and solutions to help them navigate this time. And in the process of that, I said, It's time to write this book. We need to know how to handle crises, how to navigate crises, and what we can do as leaders to be better positioned in the days to come. This book really delves into the importance of development. It delves into the importance of growing and maturing and mastery as a leader. It delves into understanding your true power. I go into my vision of the next 20 years of leadership and what it will look like. I go into industries and fields and disciplines and nations and governments and what I see shifting globally in the next two decades. I walk you through the DNA of history shapers. What are the characteristics of those that will shape history and push the world forward in the days to come? I go into the power of visionary leadership and how we need leaders that can navigate the currents of change and bring us into a tomorrow that is not yet born to time. I go into so many strategies and keys for helping you to refine your leadership so that you can be the edge in your generation. And so you need this book. You need it. It needs to be required reading. This is a blueprint for crises leadership and crisis management in the 21st century. You need a copy. It needs to be required reading. It's going to revolutionize your life in so many ways. And I believe it's going to, most of all, become a capacity-building tool that will catapult us all to the next level. You are part of the next, and I believe that you are one that is going to shape history in the days to come. You can get a copy of Next. Go right now to Amazon. You can get it through Kindle, Nook, and most major book distributors have access to this book as well. I know it's going to change and transform your life in a tremendous way, and I thank you in advance for your support as we endeavor to bring this message of visionary leadership and empowerment to the world. So I want to take a quick break, and I want to jump into this discussion about the life-altering power of clarity. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Jamel Sanders Show, empowering leaders to make a difference in the world.
All right. Welcome back. So we're jumping into a topic that I believe is so vitally important, especially as we head toward the end of 2021 and we prepare to go into the year of 2022. I believe that clarity is absolutely essential. You know, if you've read my books, you know that my business almost collapsed three times. I experienced a lot of failure, a lot of lessons, a lot of things that I've had to learn along the way. But one of the major breakthroughs that happened for me is that as we were considering just totally doing away with the business altogether, one of my great mentors began to have a conversation with me. And from that conversation, I truly learned about the power of clarity in your life. I walked away from that conversation with so many aha moments. And not only aha moments, but I walked away with real practical tools and takeaways that could help me dig myself out of what I was in and take my life to the next level. And as I got the clarity that I needed, not only did I come up and not only did things begin to change, but my life, my business, my brand, everything began to be catapulted to another level of success. Everything from the Huffington Post to television interviews, magazines, everything shifted as I got that level of key in my life. And so I'm not just telling you something that I heard or I Googled, but I'm telling you the power of clarity in your life and helping you to move from where you are to where it is that you want to be. And so as we talk about this whole thing of clarity, I think it's important to understand, first of all, why clarity is so important. And the reason it's so important is because what I've discovered from my life and journey is that oftentimes our lives become so cluttered, so disorganized. And the more disorder we have in our lives, the easier it becomes for us to be distracted. And so most people are distracted, and distractions divide us from our goals, from our intentions, from the things that we want to accomplish with our lives. And so I want to challenge you today to begin to declutter your life, begin to declutter your mind, your closet, your desk, your office, because you need to begin to put things in order, because I truly believe that order arranges the opportunities of your life. Write that down. Order arranges the opportunities in your life. And the more order you have in your life, the more opportunities show up. And so in that season where there was so much clutter and chaos to my life, now as opportunities begin to unfold, I am positioned and I have the order that I need to take advantage of the opportunity. Order helps opportunities unfold, but position is the catalyst to those opportunities unfolding in your life. So it's not just about being organized, but it's also about being postured so that you can say yes, so that you can walk through the doors and onto the platforms that are ordained for your life in each season. And so as we're talking about this whole thing of clarity, number one, what I want you to get is that, first of all, you have to set clear intentions for your life. Now, I don't have time to go into intentions at the level that I would like to. Years ago, I did an authenticity class, a global class, and I spent an entire hour almost delving into the law of intentionality. It is so powerful, and it is so life-transforming. And so you got to set clear intentions for your life. What do I mean by that? So many times we have a mental picture of what we want to do. You know, we have it in our head. I want to do this. I want to feel this. I want to start this business. I want to write this. I want to do that. And nothing wrong with that. You do need a mental picture. But more so than a mental picture, you got to get clear about what you want to do. And part of that begins with setting the clear intention for your life. Not just what I want to do, but setting intention is moving to the next dimension and saying, I am going to do X, Y, Z. I am going to build this company. I am going to write this book. I am going to network with this organization. I'm going to partner with this initiative. You have to get clear about what you want to do, because what I have discovered, and you've heard me say this on this podcast so many times, where there is no vision, where there is no prophetic utterance, the people cast off restraint and run wild. And the problem with the world is not that we are products of our environment, that we are prisoners to our circumstances, or even captives of our conditions. The problem with the world is that we have a generation that has no vision for their lives. And I have discovered that if you don't create a vision for your life, you will always be the casualty of somebody else's vision. Write that down. If you don't create a vision for your life, you will always be the casualty of somebody else's vision. And so we live in a very rebellious type of culture and generation. They want to kick against order and to defy the norms of society, and I understand that to a certain extent. But what we don't realize, you know, people say things like, nobody controls me, nobody's the boss of me. But the reality is that most of us give 8 hours of our life every single day to the vision of another person. Even if you don't work an 8-hour shift, you work a 7 hours, a 6 or 5 hours, you're giving yourself to the vision of another person. And so, like I say, if you don't create a clear vision for your life, you're going to always be the casualty of somebody else's vision. And how many people spend a lifetime being a casualty to somebody else's vision because they never had a clear vision for their life? So I want you to take some time. I want you to get a piece of paper. I want you to get, if you follow this show, you should have a breakthrough journal. I have a breakthrough journal. I write in my journal all the time. You should write down what your clear intentions are for your life. And this is going to be difficult for some of us because, as I have discovered, most people are not very proficient in articulating what they really want. You know, I did an Instagram Live yesterday, and I talked about gushing. Even when I'm talking with leaders around the world, I've discovered that leaders can tell you what they don't want. They can tell you what's not working. They can tell you who the problem is within a team or an organization. But leaders have a very difficult time, just like others, defining exactly what they want. And what I discovered in my life is that as long as I continue to talk about what I don't want continued to be attracted and showed up in my life. On the other hand, when I got clear and clarity about what I wanted, I began to attract new things into my life, new relationships, new business, new opportunities, as I got clear about what I really wanted. And so I'm saying all of this because you cannot construct your life effectively without clarity. Write that down. You cannot construct your life effectively without clarity. And so take the time to get clear. I believe one of the greatest questions that will move you toward clarity in your life is, what do I really want? And then from there, you have to begin to ask yourself, what will it take to get there? And am I willing to do the work for that to happen in my life? So what do I really want? What will it take for me to get there? And am I willing to do the work for that to become a reality in my life? Those are questions that you have to ask yourself if you want to move your life from where you are to where you want to be. So I can't stay on intention all day. Like I said, I could talk about intention because I know the power of it and I know what it has done for me personally. Number two, why do you need clarity in your life? Because it shapes your boundaries. One of the most difficult lessons for me over the 3 decades of living has been learning the power of no. In the early days of my business, and some of you probably heard the podcast where I was talking about this, and even to this day, in my business email, I get probably 1,000 or so emails every day. Everything from, just general mailing lists that you're on, sending you things, to people trying to network with you, to people trying to get you to push products, to people trying to get you to speak or do different things, all types of things are coming through. In the early days, because I was just getting going and you just want to please everybody and do everything, I was just saying yes, 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 yes. And what I realized is that, I appeared to be so busy and so productive, but what I learned really quickly is that I wasn't being productive at all. I was filling my calendar and my schedule with a bunch of useless and futile activities that were not moving me any further toward or closer toward the things that I really wanted to do. And so I had to learn the power of saying, absolutely no, this is not in line with my vision. This is not in line with what my intention and what I want to do. And I had to begin to learn the power of knowing my life. So you have to begin to let clarity shape the boundaries of your life. You need boundaries in your work life. You need boundaries in your personal life. You need boundaries in your relationships. You need financial boundaries. You need psychological boundaries. You need emotional boundaries. You need to establish those thresholds in your life that you will not allow anything or anybody to cross. And you need to establish that quickly. Why? Because letting clarity shape boundaries in your life preserves your freedom. Write that down. Letting clarity shape the boundaries of your life preserves your freedom. And the more you begin to resist boundaries, the more and more of your freedom you give away, and ultimately the more of your personal power you give away. And so I had to do that work because, like I said, I just became a yes, 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 yes man, yes to this, yes to that, yes to that. And then I had to really, as I began to talk with my mentors and advisors and people that were helping me, you know, they begin to say, but you could be doing this and you could be doing that, but you have so preoccupied yourself with things that are not important. And so I had to establish those clear boundaries in my life. And let me tell you, everybody's not going to like your boundaries. Some people are going to get offended. Some people are going to have an attitude. Some people are going to say they don't want to be friends with you anymore. It's going to change. Boundaries change the dynamics of your relationships. I want you to write that down. I'm trying to move on, but there's just so much coming to me on this topic. Boundaries will shift the dynamics of the relationships in your life, and boundaries will determine who your true friends are. when you establish boundaries, you're going to find out who's a friend and who might have just been in your life because they're advantageous or opportunistic and they're looking for certain things from you. When you begin to draw that dividing line, you begin to say, nope, we're not going to do this. I'm not going to tolerate this in my life. It's going to change your relationships in a profound way. So you need clarity because they need boundaries in their life. It is dangerous to live your life without boundaries because I can almost guarantee you, and I'm not talking about something that I read in a book or I heard in, you know, a psychology course. I'm telling you from personal experience, when you don't have boundaries in your life, you open yourself up to be used and abused by people. And people know when you don't have boundaries, and they take advantage of it, and they push you and push you and push you to a point where you have absolutely no power and no voice, and you just become a puppet under their control and mastery. And so you've got to set boundaries in your life because it's preserving your freedom. It's going to determine so much about what happens and how far you go and what you're able to accomplish in your life. So you need to get clear about that. Number three, the power of clarity in your life is so essential because it sets your priorities. So as I said, you need boundaries because it preserves your freedom. You need priorities because it preserves your productivity. In fact, I will venture out to say that not only will it preserve your productivity, but priorities will increase your productivity substantially. And so you need to get very clear about your priorities. I don't like to-do lists because most people have to-do lists with 10 and 15 and 20 items, and you only have 24 hours in a day, and you're not going to accomplish 30 things on a to-do list in a day. And so what I started doing years ago, I set 2 to 3 clear priorities for every single day. These are things I must do, have to be accomplished, non-negotiables for me. And it revolutionized my life. And then a good friend of mine was going through the overwhelm of trying to balance so much, and I told them about this, and they came back to me and they said, this is amazing. If I had known this sooner, it would save me the time and the stress and the energy that I was pouring into things that I really shouldn't have been pouring into. And so you have to get really clear about what your priorities are. And this is so important because we live in a world where I consider a world filled with shiny objects and glitz and glamour. And if you don't have clear priorities, you'll find yourself reaching for all these shiny new things and all of these shiny new experiences, and you'll realize that you've wasted so much time and you haven't accomplished nearly any of the things that you want to accomplish with your life. And so you have to set very clear priorities for your life. You need to establish priorities because priorities determine the rhythm of your life and priorities determine the progress of your life. And so I want to challenge you. Many of us have got the blessing of the holiday weekend. You've had some downtime. I want you to really get clear about what your priorities are. Why is this so important? Because, and I talked about this on my Instagram Live yesterday, we think that everything is about January 1st, so we get excited because a new year is coming. But what we don't realize is that what we do right now, how we end this cycle is going to determine how we enter the next cycle. And so we're waiting for January 1st, but we have not established the rhythms and patterns and disciplines that will cause that to be successful for us. And so what you do right now is determining and deciding your future. And so you need to establish the right disciplines and the right habits in your life. I don't subscribe a lot to habits because habits, you know, for a lot of people it has been a big issue, but I do believe in establishing certain disciplines to your life because the thing about a habit versus a discipline, a habit is very linked to you emotionally. And so if you don't feel like it, you're not going to do it. If you feel like it, you'll do it. The thing about a discipline, and one of the reasons I've probably written 10 books and done so many of those different things that I've been able to do, is because a discipline, you're doing it either way. It doesn't matter what you feel like. like, doesn't matter what happened today to try to knock you off center. This is something that I'm absolutely going to do and accomplish. And so, like I said, I have nothing against the habit people, but I've learned that when you do that brain shift from a habit to a discipline, it increases your success and prosperity substantially. So set your priorities and determine what is and what are priorities. It's just making the intentional investment in the things that are absolutely important to your life. It is making very intentional investments into the things that are most important to your life. When I look at priorities, I ask myself, what is going to move my life forward? Notice I didn't say what's going to be fun, what's going to be the most enjoyable, what's going to move my life forward, because we live in a generation that is sacrificing their future at the expense of fun. And so everything can't be fun. You have to begin to think about your future and how these decisions and moves that we make are shaping the tomorrows of our lives. So you got to be very careful and very intentional about that. And I think priorities is one of the key things. I think that so many people are looking for a hack or some kind of tip or some kind of special tool or magic wand, and it's not. It's really about prioritizing your life. And the reality is that we will always move toward the things that matter to us. Write that down. We will always move toward the things that matter to us. I talk to so many people around the world that say they want to do so many things, and the reality is that, no, you don't. You never move toward it. Every weekend, you're binge-watching Netflix for 6 hours. You're hanging out. You're doing this and that, and you're wondering why your life is not progressing. Well, you're not doing anything to progress your life, and so every day we have trade-offs. Every day we're making decisions, and your decisions are deciding and designing your future. And so you got to be very careful and intentional about the decisions that you're making. And then the fourth part of this is clarity is important because it shifts you into the realm of success and prosperity. I like clarity because clarity empowers us to, systemize our lives in such a way that we are able to, be more productive. We're able to make progress. We're able to prosper. We're able to take our lives to the next level. It is so vitally important that you get clarity in your life because it becomes a systemized, standard way of achieving success in your life every single time. Anything that we go into confused, we're not going to go into it with a championship mindset. And so, like I said, so many people's lives are just so disorganized that they don't have what they need in place for them to truly be successful and to accomplish what they want to accomplish. And it really boils down to clarity. It really boils down to understanding what you want, what it's going to take to get there, setting the intention, shaping the boundaries, setting the priorities, and shifting your life into a realm of success and prosperity. Because I guarantee you, if you do the things I'm talking with you about today, it's going to shift you into a whole new level of success and prosperity. And so you need clarity in your life. You don't need to read another article. You don't need to listen to 500 podcasts. You don't need to go to 700 seminars. Because what we do is we get stuck in this information gathering stage, and we have to move from information gathering to information application. If we applied half of the information we collected, imagine what would happen in our lives. And so you don't need more information. You need clarity, and you need to take action. And what I love about clarity is that clarity empowers you to take action. So many people are subscribing to so many different things, and I'm not against it, and I love declarations and affirmations and positive words, but you have to move from positive words to actually doing something. And so I see people saying all of these different things, but your heart and your actions betray you because I don't see you moving toward what you say you want. And so it's so important that you get clarity in your life because clarity removes all of the excuses. It removes all of the little stories that we tell ourselves, all of the ways that we try to excuse ourselves from being excellent and exceptional in what we do, clarity breaks through all of that. And so you need clarity in your life. I think as we begin to head into December and toward January, you need to get clarity. Because let me tell you this, if you don't get clarity in your life, the cycle called 2022 will just be a repeat of the cycle of 2021. And the cycle of 2023 will be the same as 2022. Because the only thing that changed is the physical year. But your psychology, your systems, your intentions, your priority, nothing changed. And so we get excited about entering a new year, but we really haven't. Now, like I said, the only thing that has changed is the physical calendar, but nothing personally has changed to move us toward what we say we want. And so this is the year, this is the time, this is the moment for you to get clarity in your life so that you can achieve the things that you want to achieve. I don't want you to go through another year saying, I'm going to do this in this year, and I'm going to do this, and then we look at the calendar, and more years are passing, and you're not getting any closer to what it is you want to do. I want you to spend some time this weekend and really get clear about what it is that you want for your life. I have learned that specificity is the womb of success and significance in your life. And so until you are able to articulate what you want, you can never attract that into your life. Write that down. Until you're able to articulate what you want, you'll never attract it into your life. So this is the time for you to begin to articulate what you want, so that you can attract what you want into your life. I think this is the reason that a lot of people are not successful, because they'll listen to a podcast like this, they'll read a book like one of my books, they'll get really excited, and then, you know, they make all type of declarations, affirmations, but they don't really know what they want. And so they continue to attract all of this stuff, and they get confused, like, why is this showing up in my life? And it's happening because you have not gotten clear about what it is that you want. Why do I keep attracting this type of person? Because you haven't got clear about the type of relationships that you want in your life. Why is this acceptable? Because you have not got clear about your expectations. Why do people do me like this? Because I have not established the proper boundaries in my life. So see what I'm saying? Clarity is interconnected to every part of your life and every phase of your life. And you need clarity if you're going to move from where you are to where you truly want to be. And so this is the missing link that has held so many people back and prevented them from realizing their full potential. And like I said, they'll go to an event, they'll get really motivated, they'll write copious notes, and their life will continue to be a repeat and a stutter of the years and the decades before. Only when you begin to get clarity in your life do things begin to change and move and shift and happen for you. And so I'm challenging you today. Don't just get caught up in the mushy good feelings of the holidays. I love the holidays. Good to be with family. Good to get the downtime. Good to rest and relax. But after all of this, I want you to get really focused. I want you to determine what it is, and I want you to begin to move your life out of neutral into overdrive so that you can experience success and prosperity in a way that you never had before. If it's going to be, it's up to me. It's not just going to happen magically or by osmosis. You are an integral part in the success and the prosperity of your life. And so I hope you've gotten something out of this. I wanted to be very practical today. I wanted to break this down into actionable steps that you can actually apply to your life, and you can begin to advance and to see victory in the days to come. So what is the thing? It's clarity. It's clear. It's not information. It's not, you know, networks. There's so many things that we say, if I just had this or more education or more of that. But none of that means anything if you don't have clarity in your life. And so you need clarity because it sets your intentions, it shapes your boundaries, it sets your priorities, and most of all, it shifts you into realms of success and prosperity. And so I want you to get clear, get laser focused. Most of all, get engaged in fulfilling your purpose, maximizing your potential, and leaving a significant mark on this world that can never be erased. The world needs you. The world needs you to show up as the best, greatest version of who you were created to be. And we got to do it now. We can't wait for the future. We can't wait for some magical thing to happen. You got to get actively involved in doing the thing that you were created to do. And my intention with this program is always to give you the tools and the wisdom to help you to make those things a reality in your life. I hope that you've gotten some value out of this and you'll join me again real soon.